It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully there are multiples of both of you. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. And yeah, it's the Daily Sports Stump. We almost missed the deadline yesterday, but if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to our great episode with the sports widow, Molly Erdman, and our usual co-host, Nooch, as we all solve the problem of load management in the NBA. Very, very funny and accurate solve of the problem. As for today, we actually have jokes for you folks and some good ones. Let's get to them. We got a big game in college football this weekend between undefeated LSU and Alabama. Regardless of the outcome of the game, the SEC will be the big winner as they're all but going to lock up a playoff spot. Now, the big loser when these two fan bases meet? Literacy. Speaking of, President Trump is planning on going to the game following two less than enthusiastic receptions at sporting events. Advisors for the president say he's confident that with this game, he's finally found fan bases dumb enough to support him. That's a cheap shot, folks, and probably not 100% accurate. Now, here we go with another intriguing game that involves Liberty traveling to face BYU. Now, it is the first time these two teams have met in the entire 5,000-year history of the Earth. That's a great joke, folks. I didn't write it, but it's a great joke by Quincy Miller right there. In more college football news, Deion Sanders has reportedly emerged as a candidate for the Florida State coaching job. When asked what experience he has that could possibly be relevant to the Florida State job, Deion reminded critics that he started a prep school that collapsed due to scandal and financial insolvency. Sounds like a fit. In the pro football, the Giants are going on the road to visit the Jets at Giants Stadium this week. Fans of both teams are already excited, talking about the prospect of maybe seeing that black cat again. The Vikings visit the Cowboys for Sunday Night Football this week, in a contest that many experts are saying already has the feel of an absolutely meaningless wildcard game. And Buffalo visits Cleveland this week. Many Bills fans are excited to travel to the game as they're embracing the opportunity to show their kids what a real shithole looks like. All right, folks, some of those may have been cheap shots, but hey, they're all probably fairly warranted. And feel free to cheap shot back. I can take it. This was your Daily Sports Dump. I am Joe Canale, of course, your Daily Sports Dump host. You can find more Daily Sports Dump content on thesportsdump.com. Also, we have our Facebook. We have our Twitter, which is Sports Dump Show. And we have our Instagram, which I believe is The Sports Dump. And don't forget to subscribe and rate and review on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your podcastings. We're listed at The Sports Dump, as you probably know if you're listening to this now. Okay, this weekend your duty is to find someone who's not listening to this podcast and ask them nicely to listen to it. Don't be mean. Okay, have a good weekend. Bye.